A Senate report shows the need for congressional action on WOTUS. Hello again, everyone, and welcome for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. As if our farmers and small business owners don't have enough to worry about, there's still concerns now over government regulating puddles and ponds. The American Farm Bureau Federation says a Senate report just released highlights the need for Congress to intervene regarding the waters of the U.S. rule. Michael Clements has more.
The report from the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee shows case studies that demonstrate reckless and unlawful action regarding enforcement of the Clean Water Act, according to the American Farm Bureau. AFBF Senior Regulatory Relations Director Don Parrish says the report shows an effort by the Corps of Engineers and the Environmental Protection Agency to narrow exemptions under the Act.
Exemptions for building stock ponds, plowing, and even trying to interfere with farmers as they change from one type of crop to another. And really what this report shows, those kinds of problems are going to probably increase if this new rule takes effect.
The new WOTUS rule is currently under a stay by the federal court system. In one case found in the report, the federal agencies regulated a puddle formed on a farm road, despite rhetoric by the agencies against regulating puddles.
This basic farm road developed a puddle, a low spot, where tire ruts had formed when it was wet. And the Corps of Engineers came in and told the wetland consultant they had to map that as a wetland.
Parrish says those examples found in the report show a clear need for Congress to step in.
Clearly, there's a role for Congress here. And the role for Congress is not only to clarify some of the definitions of what constitutes navigable waters, but also clarify for the agencies that the normal farming exemptions are important and that they need to be very specifically adhered to.
Michael Clements, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.